Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to tell you how to build your high ticket dropshipping business to sell it. Building a business to sell it means that you're starting with a solid foundation, solid enough that when you get to the point where your business is worth enough money to be sold, that an investor can easily buy your assets from you. They can easily do their due diligence and see that it's a real store, that it's actually producing these real numbers, that it has a solid base of suppliers, solid base of content, and a solid base of traffic channels running to it, and a solid base of, you know, best-selling products, all these things. And they're going to buy your store from you for the highest multiple possible. So with that said, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, I have a free high ticket dropshipping mini course for you. It's a 3-part mini course that teaches you the secrets to location independence, the millionaire mindset you need to be successful no matter what, and my high ticket dropshipping blueprint to go from scratch, to go from literally knowing nothing about this business model to building a store, launching it within 30 days, and then scaling it so that someday you can sell it for multiple six figures. So go get that training at ecommerceparadise.com/free-training. All right, guys, so there's a few steps you need to know in order to build out your business, in order to sell it. And by the way, I lay all this out in my High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass from start to finish. I show you how to build a website, how to structure your business appropriately, how to organize everything, and how to build it to sell it. So with that said, I'm going to go through the steps now, and you can decide whether or not this is going to be something for you. There's a lot of steps involved, so I just want to kind of make that disclaimer right off the bat that this isn't just some sort of get-rich-quick thing, that this is something that you're going to have to be building every single day for a long time. And when you get to the point where it's able to sell, it might not be like 6 months or even a year. It might be like a year and a half or 2 years later. But if you can sell your website, if you get to that point and you actually successfully sell it for like $50,000, $100,000, $150,000 and more, like I've done in the past, then you're going to have the skill sets then at that point needed to build any new store that you want to, and even skill sets to build new businesses and other business models online as well that are more passive. So it's up to you, but I really like high ticket dropshipping and e-commerce because, number one, you're selling products yourself. So you make the sale, you get to keep that profit directly. So you're not waiting, like affiliate marketing, you're waiting to get paid out every 30 or 60 days from an affiliate. You don't know if that click is actually going to be attributed to you or one of your competitor affiliates. And it can be kind of a dicey business model with high ticket dropshipping. It's definitely something that you get to keep the money right up front, which is really cool. So if it's something that you actually want to start, then you have to make sure that you take the right steps in the very beginning to start right so that you don't screw it up and you don't get completely confused and lost and end up having kind of the wrong business setup for an investor to buy. So first things first, you want to make sure that you set up some spreadsheets to keep things organized. So set up a spreadsheet, keep all of your account information in one tab, keep all of your information for suppliers in another tab, keep all of the information for your keywords and for your products and for the steps that you take to go through and actually optimize your website. Make sure that's clearly laid out, because if someone wants to take over your business, it's a lot easier to hand over them a spreadsheet that clearly lays out what exactly you've done in your business, what exactly needs to be done to grow it, than just kind of handing them business and say, here you go. Because some investors have a lot of money to spend, some know how to run these businesses, and some don't. So it's really good to have spreadsheets for that kind of stuff. The next thing you want to do is for sure have a bookkeeping spreadsheet of some sort. You don't want to just rely on some kind of software program for your bookkeeping. A spreadsheet is a lot easier to manage and to set up and to change things around if you need to. That's what I've found. So spreadsheets are really great. I've learned how to use spreadsheets over the years, and I've actually set a few up with some automations now, because spreadsheets are really just programs. It's just a program to make programs. So programs are basically made for automation. So if you want to easily automate the order flow of your business, make it so that when you get an order in, you just input it and boom, in your summary tab you have all of your net profit information. It's a lot easier to manage that way. So make sure you're doing that from the beginning and you keep a tab on that every single day you enter the new orders into that bookkeeping spreadsheet. And so that when you go to sell your business, you have a spreadsheet, and all you have to do is then just download all of your transactional data from your merchant card services, which are like Shopify payments or PayPal and Amazon Pay if you use it. And then show that along with your bookkeeping spreadsheet, and you'll have all the information right there for the investor. So those two things are super, super important. The other thing is make sure that you build out your website with lots of content on it. So every single page on your website should have plenty of keywords written to the content and also have lots of sales copy on it. So that's really important. If your website doesn't have content on every single page, or it's not content rich, it has kind of light content, it's not going to rank very well in the search engines. It's not going to have, you know, good backlinks and stuff like that from other websites, because, you know, content is king, basically. So make sure you focus on content on your website. All right. And when you're building out your business, it's really good to make sure that you have lots of suppliers. So don't just stop with a few suppliers and keep recruiting. Just keep recruiting as much as possible, because what an investor wants to see is a website that has a wide base of suppliers, so that if any one supplier ends up closing their agreement for some reason, or if any one supplier goes out of business, the whole store isn't just going to tank on them. So they want to see that there's lots of suppliers. The next thing is they want to see that you have lots of best-selling products. You don't just have like a few best-selling products, but you have a wide base of best-selling products. And the key there is that if any one best-selling product goes out of stock or something like that, or gets discontinued, that's not going to completely screw up the profitability of the store. So make sure you're diversifying your assets here, basically. Diversify how many suppliers you have, diversify how many products you have. And then go deep into the optimization of those products in order to make them bestsellers. And make it pretty clear in your spreadsheet which products are the bestsellers, so that that person knows to focus on those for future marketing. All right, and the next thing that an investor really wants to see is diversified traffic channels. So that means don't just rely on Google Shopping ads, although that is like the number one platform we use for our really targeted traffic, but diversify. So use Google search text ads, use Google remarketing ads, use Facebook remarketing ads, use Facebook prospecting ads like cold lead ads, use YouTube ads. All these ad platforms are really good, and they should definitely be used for what they're good at, which is driving traffic to your product pages and your collection pages. And then also, an investor wants to see you having an email list. So from the very start, you should be building out your email list. Focus on building out your prospect email list, making sure you have really good sequences in place, and then build out an abandoned cart sequence, and make sure that you have a really good thank you series for a new customer that upsells them on accessories or white glove delivery or extended warranties, things like that, that people want to buy along with the products that they purchase. Having a big email list is definitely going to make your business much stronger in the long run, because you can always be emailing your list new offers, and that's a great way to retarget. Okay, so an investor really wants to see that. And an investor really wants to see net profit. That's the main thing they're focused on. So building your business to sell, make sure you're focused on your net profits. Don't put a bunch of expenses into your spreadsheet that aren't related to your business. Just put only expenses that are related to exactly your dropshipping store in your dropshipping store spreadsheet. If you want to write off other expenses to your business on your taxes, that's fine, but set up a separate spreadsheet for that. And you can import your net profit from your dropship store to that separate spreadsheet. But for your dropship store spreadsheet, only do expenses related to your business, so that the investor will know exactly what expenses are going on and what they, you know, can expect as far as expenses goes. And just focus on profitability and really drive that. Try to play with the pricing on their products, try to raise it a little bit here and there, and see if you can raise the profitability. The next thing you can try is to differentiate the sales channels. So don't just use Shopify, but you can also sell on Amazon, you can sell on eBay, you can sell on Houzz. If you do use these sales channels, that raises the profitability of your store. You can include them with your sale. You can include the net profits from those sales channels in your sale, and you raise the multiple that way. And that way it'll sell for a lot more, or you can choose to keep those stores for the long run, change the niche on the stores, and not include them in the sale. It's up to you. And the last thing you should consider when you are building your business out is creating training materials in the form of videos and you know, documents that explain the processes of going through and managing your store on a day-to-day basis. The number one question you'll get from investors is, how many hours per day does it take to manage your business? And, you know, usually the answer is a few hours a day. You know, you have to process orders and talk to customers, talk to suppliers, talk to the freight companies, whatever you have to do every single day to manage your business. It can take an hour in the morning or two, hour in the evening or two. But if you have the training materials in place, especially the videos, you can start hiring virtual assistants to do the work for you for very cheap. So VAs in the Philippines will work for $3 an hour, which costs you maybe around $500 a month full time. You just need a team of one or two of them to fully manage a store that's doing like $50,000 to $100,000 a month in sales, and that's all you need. And you can take that store and scale it like crazy with that team then. You can hire a team to grow it for you. And if you're willing to transfer the team with that store, then that should raise your multiple up into the 30 to 40x monthly net profit per month, because it would be more of a turnkey investment for that investor at that point. So consider that. And yeah, you can also keep your VA, of course, and you know, let yourself get a lower multiple, but then use your VA team to go and build you new stores and manage them, or you can even create an agency of your own to help other store owners and stuff like that. It's up to you. But that's what investors look at. So I hope this podcast episode is helpful, guys. Definitely build your business to sell. It's the best way to build it. Stay organized the whole time. Be prepared. And in about a year or so after you start it, you have the option to sell, because that's what people are looking for, is 1 year's worth of data. But if you know you don't think that you did as well as you possibly could have, or your store is growing even more, you might consider keeping it for another 6 months or a year just to see if you can grow it even more. And if it takes off like crazy, like if the revenue doubles that next year, each month over month, then shit, you'll get double the price for it, right? So it might make more sense just to hold on to it if you're considering selling it. If you don't have to sell it, but if you have to sell it, like your partnership breaks up or you have something else going on or life happens and you just got to sell it, then you don't really have much of a choice. But if you do have a choice, you might consider keeping your business, because it does take a lot of time and effort to build these businesses, and just selling one, it is nice to have a big all of a sudden windfall of cash, but at the same time, you do have to do all the work over again to start a new business, so consider that. So it's up to you, but yeah, at the end of the day, having a nice big store sale is pretty nice to have a big bunch of cash in your bank account. So yeah, guys, definitely consider that. Start your business and prepare it to sell from the very beginning, and it'll be a better business overall in the long run for you as well. Okay, so thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you're interested in getting started with high-ticket dropshipping, go sign up for my free training course at ecommerceparadise.com/free-training. And if you want to get into the masterclass right away, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. We'll see you in the next episode.